Dude, at one point, this is crazy. I can't believe I'm saying this, but whatever. I was in my mother's bedroom with my mother on her bed.
Oh my God.
You really?
Excuse me. Can
and. You keep it clean?
Oh, wait, Matt's leaving us. Where are you going? Belgium?
What?
Yes. When are you going?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yeah, me and nice. Millie.
Wait, are we supposed to throw you a party?
Yep.
Starting now.
This is it, yeah.
This was the party? This ain't the party. We'll continue after. Really, tomorrow?
Dude, we're going to party 4 days, 5 days. 5 days.
Doing a quick 5-dayer? Why are you going over there, bro?
I got to talk to a man about a horse. And bring the daughter.
Are you seeing old friends? What are you doing?
Old friends. That's right.
You used to live there?
Yes, I sure did.
When you were banging your host mom?
I mean, it's only a portion of the time, you know. It was in and out pretty quick.
How many times?
That's what she said.
How many times?
Did I bang her?
Yeah.
Like three or something, or three.
He banged his mom.
Host mom.
No. Mom, host mom,
that's
whatever.
That's two different people.
That's different.
There's like three different people there.
I met Matt's mom. She's awesome. Maybe I should shut up. All right, fair enough. Host mom.
Host Frau.
What's up, Rich?
That's crazy. Did the husband know?
I don't know. They had pineapples on them.
It was so. Belgium, right?
It was Belgium.
Yeah, they're anything goes over there.
Wait, much. Wait, back over here, little foot. Yeah. Thank you, JQ. You'll be back. Yeah, we need you to stay. We're here.
Yeah.
No, take over Ron's seat,
yeah,
quick.
Yeah.
Don't talk to Matt over there.
Belgium, yeah. They're in everything over there.
What do you know about Belgium?
I've been there. Oh, yeah. I lived in Holland, but...
You lived in Holland?
But you lived in Beach, Netherlands.
Wait, you lived in Holland?
I did. A little bit.
Glen Beach, yeah.
Mm. I did for 6 months.
I didn't know that. What did you do there?
I was in school.
Were you trying to be the shortest guy in the world over there?
Wait,
I was kind of tall, all things considered.
Wait, you did school in Holland. That's why the bad SATs. Right?
That must be
that's
it.
Right, yeah. It got me in.
Wait, you did an exchange program?
No, I did, the Emerson has a campus in a castle, actually. I lived in a fucking castle.
Nice.
30 something years ago. And
now?
In the south of the Netherlands. I spent a lot of time in Belgium and Deutschland.
Shit.
And yeah.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Were you going to Liège? Or
I was in. I lived in County Limburg, a little place called Well.
Limburg, yeah.
Which was the first liberated Dutch county or province or whatever post World War II. But yeah, I spent a lot of time in Brussels, Bruges.
Damn, very nice.
I was in Bruges, yeah.
I didn't know this. Did you bang anyone over there?
Did you bang anyone over there?
Did you bang anyone over there?
Anyone?
Mom?
So,
Mom? All right, here we go.
Kids?
Here we go. Here we go. Here
don't say kids after that question.
Yeah. Wow, you said kids.
Yeah.
How to end the end?
Anyone who's contemplating taking a semester abroad.
Oh, okay. Phew.
Oh.
Who's like taking a abroad?
Talking two kids.
Don't bring your girlfriend because she'll end up fucking your English teacher.
Oh, wow.
And you'll break up.
Oh, wow. Someone had a lot of teacher. Beer.
Oh, right.
Is this real?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Wait, you went with her?
Yeah, we were dating. We went.
Together?
Did you also have that same teacher as an English teacher?
Yes.
Did you find out because you smelled his breath?
Oh, Matt, too much. Matt, what are you doing?
That was easy. That was easy.
What are you doing? So,
oh my God.
Let me see if you smell like a tricycle.
Oh, okay. All right.
He's squeaky, but he doesn't smell like a tricycle.
Yeah.
How long were you seeing this girl?
We dated for about a year.
Whoa. You went over there together.
Uh-huh.
You had school together.
Mm-hmm.
At what university?
Emerson College.
No, I mean over there.
It was Emerson. We have a campus in the
for real?
Yeah. A castle.
And then
Castle Well.
How did you find out that she was with the English teacher?
I know.
No, how did you find out? I need to know. I told the story how I found out recently, and it was giant... Where did JQ go? Giant basketball sneakers in the trunk of a car.
Whoa. In her trunk?
I started piecing things together. I actually
didn't. Her trunk gave it away.
When I was putting my bag in for a weekend visit, because we were doing a long distance thing, and she opened up the trunk so I could put my bag in, and the sneakers were this big.
Whoa.
They were this
you don't
big.
Want to compete with that.
No. But how did you find out?
But I love you.
I started getting suspicious near the end of the semester, and then I didn't actually put it together until we got back to Boston for the next semester.
Oh,
but,
shit.
But then I...
It's a betrayal.
Did you know the English teacher? Did you know who it was?
The Y hat? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like,
so you got a D, and she got an A.
She got the D.
Well, she got the D, yeah.
Did he wear a turtleneck?
Cheers on that. We haven't done a lot of cheers today.
Cheers.
Love, love, love.
Well, he was German, so it was a mock turtleneck. It was the 90s.
He was wearing a dickie?
No, it was
he was wearing a turtleneck.
Yeah, now it's time on Sprockets when we dance.
You know what I'm thinking of? Like Animal House.
Yeah, but it wasn't
when she cheated on, right?
Yeah. Sure, she did.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Dude, you got Animal House?
Sure. I don't think I would phrase it that way. That's a whole other thing.
You got cheated on by a professor. Is it like, how old was this guy?
He's probably he was probably 10 years older than us.
Good looking guy?
Early 30s.
Probably hot, real hot.
Not good looking. Accent.
Or at least European.
No, he was.
Big piece? Did he have a big piece?
Did he
have a nice quack?
Actually, he was probably a little older because he knew Dennis Leary. Quack. So that was his
He knew Dennis Leary.
Yeah.
All right. And
that was his
Leary. Yeah. Hey, he kind of looked like an ugly Dennis Leary.
And Leary went to Emerson. He went to Emerson.
And wearing a cox.
And how old was your girlfriend at the time?
I don't know. We were 19.
What is she doing now?
Fucking cock.
I think she's a film writer.
Did she move there?
Film star? No. It was
just a fling.
Yeah.
So this 35-year-old guy is banging your 19-year-old girlfriend.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah. For him.
Allegedly.
For him. Oh, yeah. That's fucking dude.
I mean, it's all about perspective.
This guy's awesome.
You got to be able to see things from different
points of view.
Dude,
he probably had a nice board with some cheeses and salamis on it.
Chartreuse.
There was a lot of salami.
Ron,
right.
You're really kind of trying to fuck up the $10,000 of therapy that I've spent on the last 3 decades.
Sausage and oysters.
Fuck you and Greyhound you rode in on.
Robert,
my mother took me to the Greyhound restaurant.
Robert, where did you go wrong? Where did you go wrong where she decided that? That's crazy.
Took his pants off?
Fall in love with a 19-year-old. That's the problem. Even as a 19-year-old, it's still a problem. Your heart is broken. It's sad. It's a life lesson.
Did you complain to the university?
Oh, Ron, that was just wrong with you.
It's not the 2020s in America, man.
Not me, man. I'm going on Craigslist. I'm giving Emerson a bad review.
No, you leave Emerson alone.
They'll bang your girlfriend. They will bang your girlfriend.
You tell me it happens at every...
Half a star. Because the professor's fucking girlfriend.
I know a guy.
Did he actually say, did you go to the university? What's wrong with you?
Shit happens. I mean, I made up for it.
Shit happens, Ron.
Shit happens
Professor,
all right.
You've been served with papers.
Sounds like you shit all over a chest.
Well, yeah, I mean, the thing to do is...
It was a glass table.
You go find other professors, allegedly.
I just feel like you can't get away with that now. There's no way you can fuck.
This was 30 years ago.
I know.
Europe, man.
I know. That was the Playboy Mansion.
It was Europe, bro.
All right, well, that was 50 years ago, but sure.
The earthquake was a bust. The eclipse was a bust.
Ron's jokes are a bust.
Yeah, I have a basement of
problems. And boobs are a bust.
Everything. I have centipedes and, giant black beetles.
Oh, shit.
Ron, you're talking...
I have centipedes and giant black beetles in my basement.
If you're curious as to how come Ron hasn't made it to comedy,
don't go to Ron's basement.
He doesn't know how to work the mic.
Don't
you
ever
considering it before? Don't go to Ron's basement.
Don't you ever kill a centipede? They are our best friends. They kill the roaches, the spiders, the silverfish. Centipedes. By the way, they live 15 years. Don't kill centipedes.
I'm killing the centipedes.
They're our friend. And don't kill ladybugs.
I'm killing ladybugs.
Don't kill honeybees.
Kill a male ladybug. They don't deserve it.
I'm killing honeybees.
What about wasps?
All right.
How do you feel about
wasps?
Thank
you very much for coming.
All right, you're back in.
What's going on?
You don't even want to know.
No, I don't know.
We were talking about how his English teacher bangs his 19-year-old hot girlfriend.
Oh, wow.
Why did he get in
the room? I wasn't in the room. I don't know.
Yeah, so he went to... He went overseas through Emerson with his girlfriend, and then she ended up having some relations.
Intercourse.
Oh, yeah, let's just say it. With the English teacher.
I heard Punani in the gallery.
Right. And he's throwing Dennis Leary's name around to get Poontang.
And Ron, everyone,
not me.
Leslie Larson wants to know where you live, that you know which bugs not to kill. Jesus.
Yeah. Here comes David Attenborough. Watch out, everybody. Yeah.
There he goes.
Because I'm a nature lover, I'm a bug lover, and I'm an actually intelligent human being. Do not kill centipedes. They are our friends. No. And by the way, they don't
look at the camera.
Their fangs are not strong enough to go into human skin. Do not kill centipedes. Don't kill bit ladybugs. Don't kill honeybees. And don't kill Jews.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Amen.
I mean,
amen.
I can't argue with anything you just said. Why would you say it that way?
I'm killing bugs, though. I don't care. Right.
Can I ask the question?
I'm going stomping tonight.
There it is. For you, sir, with the dumb hat.
Do I need to leave the frame before you ask the question?
Oh, my God.
That's how we made this connection. Like, Jackie knows everybody.
Jackie knows everybody.
Yeah, yeah,
oh, your name's Jackie?
I mean, JQ. JQ.
It's JQ. She doesn't want a real name.
I know.
Out there, well, Ryan.
Jackie. People call me Jackie. So,
I was thinking of Jackie Brown.
Well, Jackie Brown, actually.
Yeah, because people can't pronounce my real name.
What is it?
Chapala.
Oh, Jesus.
So close. I put an N at the end.
Like Jacques Rousseau, but with the LLA on it.
Yes. Yes.
I think that was the Wordle.
An explorer.
Extra points if you get that.
Man, how do you spell that?
Like
Jacques Cousteau.
But with the LLA. JACQUELLA.
You lost it.
18 hyphen apostrophe.
Why can't it be just MICKEYMOUSE?
That's boring.
Boring.
Why do you guys have to throw letters on the board?
I didn't do that.
Hey, nice to meet you, man.
MATTT. That's not boring.
Why do you name your kids after cleaning products?
Come on. Okay, Ron. What, Ron? Too far now, Ron? Yeah. Well, she did say her first child will
be named
Tug.
Oh, yeah. His kid's going to be named Tug.
Tug. Oh, God. Please don't do that.
Oh, it's Pam Grier undercover. Damn.
I'll take the compliment. How many tattoos do you
Brian
have? Reed. I didn't know you had all these tattoos.
Right on. Three, four.
How many tattoos you have, man?
I don't know. It's like individual. I don't know.
Ron, do you have one tattoo?
Don't up your sleeve. I'm doing it already.
You already did. Before I said, hell no.
Do you have tattoos in weird places?
Yeah, I got friends.
No, do you have tattoos?
Oh, in low places.
In weird places.
No, not weird. Not that weird.
All right, not too weird.
I'm not like butthole bullseyes.
Ron's
going
to go shirtless.
Oh, no.
Damn it.
No, hit the button.
Wait, you have a tattoo?
In a weird place.
Come on.
Aren't you Jewish?
He's got an armpit tattoo. Watch out.
Wait, aren't you Jewish?
It's an armpit tattoo of a beaver.
Oh, my God. It's the worst tattoo ever.
It's a scorpion, right?
Don't let it touch me.
It's a scorpion.
Ron, you have a tattoo of
centipede.
Wait, go up. Wait, let me get rid of Eddie Holland. This is your tattoo?
This is an accurate Zodiac chat of a...
It looks like an STD, right?
This is an accurate Zodiac chat of my horoscope sign. I'm a Scorpio. That's what it looks like. That's what it looks like in the constellation.
Oh,
wait, it looks like there's a...
The tattoo.
Ron, that tattoo looks like you have a crab over the state of Pennsylvania.
It looks like someone punched you.
Yeah,
versus
the best.
Pennsylvania crab's the best.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, damn.
I like that one. Wait.
Oh, look.
Don't stop showing me.
Wait, come over here and show your tattoo.
Look.
I have boobs.
Wait, you have boob tattoo?
Yeah. Wrong.
All right, Matt's taking his shirt off. Jesus Christ.
Oh, wow.
Wait, what's that one?
There.
Oh, you got boob tattoos. Boobs. Yeah, you can show that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. What do you have?
It says thanks for the memories.
Thanks for the memories?
It looks like hummus.
Right. Look like hummus to you?
No, literally looks like
that's worse than hummus. This is my great-great-grandfather.
Why do you have Jerry Garcia with a
by the way, if I could go back in time, this was a bad tattoo. This was supposed
The other one is worse.
It looks like Jerry
Garcia. What's the other one?
Wait, who's this?
It's supposed to be my great-great-grandfather who was a Russian musician.
No, okay, what's the other one? What's this weird stick figure?
White people say.
Nailed it!
That
was perfect.
That
was the best timing ever.
That guy wins.
Come on,
I have a $5 bill for that man.
He just said, "Don't listen to what white people have to say."
By the way, when it was done, people thought this was Jerry Garcia.
What's the other one? I'm more concerned about the other.
Wait,
one.
Move it closer to the camera. That's your grandfather.
This is my great.
Shut up! Put your dick up on my body.
That's my great great grandfather. He was an Orthodox Russian musician, like Fiddler on the Roof. But dude, the tattoo artist wasn't very good. It looks like Jerry Garcia. Dude, it's bad.
And what is what's the other figure? One?
This is supposed to be the devil going, shh. I don't know.
It doesn't look like the devil.
I don't have good tattoos.
Who made the design?
Lilac.
That means he did it. Ah, it's one of your drawings. All right. All right. Jesus. Ah, Jesus.
God, come on.
Come on.
Oh, God.
You want an earthquake?
Wait, that was it?
At least make him pay for it.
Rizzo, hey, oh, Ron's great great grandfather is Obi-Wan Kenobi and Jerry Garcia.
Well played, Joe Rizzo.
Bravo.
Honestly, it's a really bad tattoo. When I go ahead, it's my great great grandfather. I go, your great great grandfather was Jerry Garcia? No!
All right, Ron. I don't know what to say about that. Oh, my God.
Oh, by the way, show that.
Oh, damn!
Look at this.
I remember this.
By the way, look what else Jen brought. Oh, shit.
Front page of the paper, bitch.
Hold on. Which newspaper is that?
That cost me a few mil.
It's the New York Daily News.
Oh, okay.
That, I don't know if it's the Boston Globe or the Boston
Everyone's Herald. Like, wow, you're on the front page. Yeah, it cost a few mil to really? Be on the front page. Opie and Dopey.
Can I just can I ask you a question there, Opie?
Oh, my God.
I mean, can I ask you a question?
That was a few mil. Let's see what else. Oh, yeah, this one also cost me a few mil. Oh, my God. Where you get? I haven't seen these in years.
What was that? You in the handcuffs?
Oh, no. Fired. Wait, which one is this? Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
I think it was just the rest of the paper.
Oh, yeah. This is what Anthony really thought of me the whole time. There
you
go. Oh, sure. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, my God.
Carl, not Jim
Daly
with gays.
Oh, my God.
What's the date on
this? Keith Gibbons.
All right.
What's the date on this? Oh,
yeah, 20 years ago, right?
What else?
Can't see him. Pretty stoned.
Fire and Brimstone. Oh, my God. Radio Jerks. They call this Jerks. Radio Jerks expert.
Dude, this is 22 years ago.
All right, Ron.
I wasn't even born yet.
I'm two.
I mean,
I was in high school.
Holy crap. You're in high
school? Oh, yeah. You? Yeah. I'm in grade now.
I'm one of the publicity
photos.
I got
Cookie. You want
to share?
You
know who gave those to me? No, Eric. The science stuff. Do you remember the underwear?
Anyway, they don't give a damn.
Come on over here.
No.
Do you want a cookie?
You want cookies?
You want a brownie?
No.
Who are you?
That's too much sugar.
Who are you, bro? Who are you?
Just a black guy trying to survive in America.
Black guy. All right. How are we trying to survive today?
The best way I can. Without getting in trouble.
Without getting in trouble. I get it.
I'm going to have fun with it.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Have a good one.
We'll see you in the neighborhood. All right.
Okay, why did you attract homeless
Matt,
people?
Matt, go get us our guns.
Okay.
We have security here. It's fine. What,
I'll be right back. Let me ask you, what is up with you and homeless people? Like, you have like an affinity, like a fetish, like
it's called respect. It's a respect.
I talk to the homeless people.
Okay.
I'm actually very nice to the homeless people.
I mean, that's nice.
I got a bad reputation because I jumped on a cake once, but in general, I'm very good to the.
Here's the reason why.
Yes.
Ope and I came up in radio. And you are always in the back of your mind ready. You know, you believe that you're going to be 15 minutes away from also being homeless because the station will get sold. Radio will
very
yes,
good.
Radio. Yeah, it's yeah. So it's a radio PTSD kind of a thing.
It's not wrong.
That's deep.
No, the homeless people are really interesting. They've got good stories.
Yeah, true. The homeless people in New York, though, that's, you know, top tier.
Yeah, they're top tier. They're harmless.
You know,
I'll see some guy throw like a chair through a window, and I'll go there and see what he's all about. And people are horrified. What's up, Matt? You got an STD?
No, I got shit to do.
Oh, you're leaving?
Yeah, well, no, I'm going to be here, just not there.
Wait, you're not here anymore, but you're over there?
Yeah, I got work.
This is like quantum physics. You're here and there?
All right,
that's quantum, baby.
Yes.
So why don't you,
I'm entangled.
Why don't you come up here and end this properly?
Give us some string theory. Oh, look at this. Climbing over.
Oh, damn, bro.
Look at this.
All right, you're going to Belgium tomorrow?
Yeah.
All right, so.
Is your wife going with you? Or?
Nope, just my baby. He's bringing his young daughter, which is, that's a weird, like, I don't know. That's kind of weird.
Is it weird?
How would you done?
Let my pregnant wife rest.
All right, that's
By the way, that's actually.
And then she's got to walk.
But how old's your daughter? You bring
two. And Matt's going to have a son named Tug.
Tug.
Tug
McGibbard.
Due date, my birthday. We're praying. I would like that.
I'll do my best.
All right. Hold on. All right. You want the birth on your birthday? Which would
her
be,
due date is on my birthday.
Which
so,
is what?
So wait, we're gonna make her run the stairs.
But what's the date?
We're gonna May 23rd.
So we're gonna make her drink coffee for the first time in her life.
We're gonna make her run the stairs and do like some jump roping.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, my niece has the same birthday as you.
Really?
And she's my favorite.
Wow.
That's so sweet.
May 23rd.
Are you want to say that on camera that you're like?
They're not watching. It's gonna be decades before they're allowed to see this anymore.
Plus, there's only one niece.
Ron, I don't know how to tell you this, but we're good friends off camera.
Sorry, Ron.
Me and you were just friends on camera.
Damn.
You mean we're not gonna take a road trip?
No, Ron.
But you promised. I was listening to
Well, latest. Anyway, I got shit to do.
You really gotta
go? Yeah, I really do.
What
I gotta
do.
I got a whole project.
Like, what's the project? Can we help?
Nope. Are we building something?
Yeah.
Nope.
What are we doing?
We're destroying.
Are we demoing something?
Are you leaving tomorrow to go to Belgium?
Yes.
So
Ron,
where the fuck have you been for the last 2 hours?
I understand that, but you're not doing a
Ron.
I
we're
understand.
Best friends now, man. Because you get me.
Am I in your top 25?
No. Wow. Like, God.
On camera, maybe.
These two have this banter going on. Like he's like number 8, then he goes to number 9. Then
no,
he
I made the
seven.
Mistake.
Of
6 to 9.
No,
Ron.
Opie likes to.
96. We just lay next to each other. Right now.
Likes to have a list of his friends.
No, Ron. I made the mistake of on camera basically telling Matt that he was one of my best friends, and it made him very awkward. So
I was in math class again.
So we were playing with it. We've been playing with it ever since. He's higher on my list than him.
Really?
Way higher.
That's true. You're in the industry together. You know what I mean?
This is why I'm going to fucking Belgium. All right? You can't find me.
Way higher,
Jerry. Ron, you're in my top 10. Okay?
But I think if he goes to the beach house, then
you should have seen this guy's eyes.
I heard it. That was the word on
you
the same. We're on the same level.
Where do you call me bitch?
Well, you'd say it back to me. So we're on the same level.
I call you a bitch.
And you would.
Opie, can I tell you?
Fighting words.
Opie, this is awesome.
Oh, no, it's a. In the terrible.
I love you, Opie. I love you.
Fighting over me. I like this.
You want to arm wrestle?
We use it as a term of affection.
Pull down your pants. Let's arm wrestle.
Whoa! Hey!
Suddenly, I'm the normal one.
Oh, no, you're not. I can hit the table.
Sit down, Ron. Jesus.
Get in there.
Jesus, Ron. Sit down.
This is so annoying.
That's Ron.
He's annoying, right?
Yeah.
The reason it's here is because I wanted to put it back in here, but
no.
Ron, why are you so annoying?
Wait. You've just blown. You were a waiter. Does that mean you took a bite of food as you were bringing the plate out?
I can't tell you what I've done.
Please do. Let me turn the lights down. Let me turn the lights down for...
No way. No way. I'll never work in the industry again.
Let's turn. It's honest time. Turn it down. All right.
I'll tell you.
Tell me some food stories.
It's one
of my favorite things ever.
I'm going to tell you what I did once. There was this place.
Nope, time's up.
Do we have a disco ball in here?
Wait, that's what I said last time. I said, can you
need
some
fucking
sand?
No, but I feel like
it's like right there. But it looks
like it is. So
we got a disco ball. Sorry, guys.
Does anybody remember?
Yes.
By the way, it still may be there. It was called Caliente Cab Company. It was a restaurant.
Yes.
You know it?
Yes.
Down the west side?
Yes. So.
Wait, down near the village?
Correct. Like 7th Ave, like. Christopher's, like, you know, like... Know
sure, you go right ahead. Keep digging that hole, buddy.
No, it's where, like... What's that famous gay bar that's a historic...
gay bar.
I rest my case, your witness, Hope.
What's the wall?
You figured it all out.
Stonewall.
So it's not far from the Stonewall. So it's a very... Kelly at the Cab Company is a fast food, essentially Mexican restaurant. Where they serve
essentially
frozen pina coladas.
Pina coladas.
I can't.
What's a pina colada?
You don't like pina coladas?
Pina, you said.
We serve in the village.
Yeah. So it's all frozen.
Do you like getting caught in the rain,
Ron? It's all daiquiris and pina coladas frozen.
Can you say pina coladas?
And like fried butterfly shrimp. So you know who came in.
Butterfly shrimp.
And I would get abused because I was the only white waiter. I literally would get abused by the clientele. They would make fun of me. They called me Fat Elvis. Because you had to wear, like, the shirt they gave me to wear.
I get the fat part.
Dude, I was wearing it.
I don't get the Elvis part.
The guy called me a Fat Elvis.
We don't get the Elvis part. We get the fat part.
So,
wait, did you have giant sideburns?
I was heavier, dude.
Did you have giant sideburns?
No, but I was just heavier back
what
then.
What made you Elvis?
So the shirt, the uniform they gave me was this pink shirt that said Caliente Cab Company, and it was a size too small. I really did look like sausage wrapped in rope.
I don't get the Elvis bit.
It's just what he said. So one.
And you never challenged it?
No. I'm going to tell you what I did. So one, it was like a group of 11, and it was all brothers, and they were just making fun of me. Like one guy, one guy goes, "Oh, it's a Stay Puft Marshmallow," and he put his finger into my fat roll.
Oh damn!
Yeah, no, I'm like, bro, no, seriously, like he actually put his hand
on
me.
Now, when he did that, did you go woohoo?
No, but I was like, so they kept ordering Coronas. And you know, when you order a Corona, you have to put a lime on it.
Sure.
So 100%. You know, when you have a scratchy throat and you're a little sick. So I went and I had a very thick yellow Luke.
And I
spit it into his Corona. And then I squeeze the lime, and I put the lime all the way in, and then I put another lime on top, and he fucking drank it, and I got a lot of pleasure out of it. He drank my...
And he gave you probably a really good tip.
No.
No?
Did not get good tips.
Oh, my.
That's, thank God, took some more of the
energy.
Yes,
right?
I want to say this about Caliente Cab Company, which I always thought was unusual, and I'm not being anything. I'm just stating a fact.
So disgusting.
Father's Day at Cali Cab Company was one of the slowest days ever. And Mother's Day was literally the busiest day ever. And I was just thinking, like, oh, okay. I just remember that.
Oh, look at all the listeners flying away.
that's a fact. I was the only white waiter. Dude, oh my God, they made so much fun of me. They would touch me.
Mike O'Donnell saying in a gay bar, Ron is a hunk of burning love.
100%, bro. Dude,
you go to gay
fat bar. Gay men. Oh my God.
You go to gay bar?
You know what?
He is the gay bar.
Ron, we don't care if you are.
No.
You're
we don't care. We
if
don't
I was
care.
Gay, you would know it. I
well,
like
to know it, right?
You
kind of know it.
Just because my roommate is. By the way, he keeps a very nice house.
I have a theory about Ron.
Well, please tell us.
I have a theory.
Go ahead.
We all have theories.
You know, you share some things with me. I don't think you really live there. I think you're a sleeper cell. This is all an act. You know, didn't you say you did something with the Israeli army or something?
You think he's Mossad?
Are you sure, like CIA, man?
Yeah.
You're blowing my cover. Anthony sent me here.
Ouch!
Yeah.
We have someone in our in my circle. We're convinced.
Double Jew.
Convinced.
Because they're secretive.
They just come and go. Yeah.
So I do have.
They come and go, and all of a sudden, this person's in Australia, literally playing
isn't that
hockey.
What you're supposed to do?
I guess. And then he leaves all his shit at our house.
So mm-hmm. when I lived in Israel, I asked my cousin.
Ron is beside us. On his take, yes.
He's a sleeper cell. This is an act.
Mossad.
You think he's suspicious too, right?
All right,
he's very
record,
mysterious.
For the record, Ron. This is all just for the show. Cut to
when I lived
Robert
in
fell out of his apartment window.
No, that's Putin. When I lived in, when I lived in Israel,
Robert.
Wait, you lived in Israel too? Oh,
see,
Jesus.
I have intel.
And I said to my cousin, like, so what do you do in the IDF? Like, what do you do? And he said to me, he scared me. He goes, Ron, don't you ever fucking ask me that question again. And if you do, there's going to be severe consequences. And then the mother later said, Ronnie, please don't ask him about that. Straight up aside. Because he would literally disappear for 3 months. But he threatened me. He's like, you can never ask me that question.
That's the, you know,
but just family threatening you. He's like, dude, you can't ask me that question.
It's like asking my relatives, you know, do you really work in waste management?
No, but he's saying, like, don't ask me that question because you could be in danger. Like, it's stuff. Like, you cannot ask me what I do because the entire family could
privately in your home, you can't ask.
Oh, by the way, I wasn't allowed to have pictures of him. Like, you know, when your family, like when I got pictures of family, the only picture that was not given to me was him.
Oh, damn.
So it was pretty serious. Like, he scared me. I was like, this is family. He's like, dude.
And you don't scare
him.
I want to know more. Wait, JQ, what more mysteries about Ron?
I mean, you know, you did something over there. You have, like, dual citizenship, right?
JQ and I have done super adventures for, like, 20 years.
These guys know each other very well. They're both comedians, believe it or not.
But 15 years.
All right. So you know he's a virgin.
I'm just trying to.
And he's probably bi, right?
Dude, she signed me.
No, he's not bi, but, you know, I think, you know, trauma. You know, like,
oh, he had a shitty mom like me.
Yeah, I think,
Ron, me and you, shitty moms.
You and I.
Sorry, Mom.
By the way.
Oh, you and I.
You and I.
I want everyone to know out there, like, I'm not.
You hate your mom.
I'm not single by choice. Believe me. I'm a Scorpio. I'm a healthy guy, and I have a healthy appetite.
And he loves.
And I'm telling you, like, believe me, ladies. Hello. Seriously. I just don't go on dating sites. I don't do the Tinder. Right. I don't do the J date.
All right, check your DMs.
Notice he left Grindr out of that list.
Oh, my God.
DMs are open.
Bumble.
Wait, okay. You can't get in a relationship because of your upbringing.
Yeah. Amen. I think that's the other theory. That's the other theory. Yeah.
Relationships scare you, Ron. Yeah, why do they scare you?
It's easier to be.
Relationships don't scare me. I just want a girl to say, okay. Like, hey, hi.
He
I want a girl to say yes.
I'm gay.
He doesn't like the mace anymore.
Oh, my God.
You don't like the mace anymore? Came in from the.
Let me tell you something. I really am a catch. Seriously. Girls, I really am a catch.
Yes,
I'm a crab.
Look at this face.
All right, listen, Ron.
I really am a catch.
Look into this camera right now.
Those nice blue eyes.
Look into the camera. Ron, look into the camera right there.
Herpes.
Sell yourself. Sell yourself about being a catch.
Loyal, passionate.
No, let him be. Lean in with those baby blues.
Hi.
The baby Jews.
Hi. I see you out there.
What was that baby?
And I know you see me. I can feel you looking at me. Let's feel each other together. 5-5-5! 1-2-1-2!
So you can't even sell yourself.
You made it creepy, Ron.
You can't even sell yourself.
Oh, yeah, creepy.
Yes, I wanna... I'm gonna get a date off of this?
Where?
Tommy is just... You can't get blank in a brothel with a fistful of hundreds, is what they're saying.
Nice Jack Black, okay?
Michelle might get out a little lonely once in a while.
Dave just called the police on you. That's good. That's good, Ron. Cheers.
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 Cheers. The Spanish pigs.
So, here's the theory with the gay roommate. He has the benefits of a woman, right? Without the responsibility.
Titties.
I don't clean anything.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Is he attracted to you, your roommate?
No, not at all.
Be honest, Ron. It doesn't mean there's something going on.
He can do better.
Is he attracted? Is he attracted to you, Ron? Ron lives with a guy, and he might be attracted to Ron. And he's a big fan of these, so cheers.
So
cheers.
And he cooks, he cleans, right?
Felix Unger.
Yeah, you have, like, the benefits of a relationship without the headache of a relationship.
You don't have to do anything?
Yeah.
So what do you do for him, Ron?
So he's probably watching.
Make him laugh.
There's nothing wrong with him watching.
Hold on.
Wait. Sure, he does watch a lot, Ron.
Watching you do what?
Shower?
Yes. By the way, he's a big fan of the show.
Thank you.
So
let me, you know, it's on the shower.
You know what? Like, I don't believe in coincidences. The universe doesn't work like that. Uh-oh. The universe is not random. I came out of a lesbian. Like, I grew up in that environment. I'm like a purebred lesbian. Like, I didn't come out of a gross straight woman who thinks about dick. I came out of a woman who thinks about fucking the changer.
All right.
You understand? Right. Like, I'm probably more gay than my roommate because I came out of a gay woman. Like, I came out of a gay person. You understand?
Your mom hates
so
me.
That's why Steven and I get along. I can understand. Like, we get each other. Like, he's probably more straight than me because I actually came out of him.
All right.
Why can't you be this funny all the time?
My mother has a mullet, and believe me, it matches. My mother has a butch mullet.
Right, but you don't have a woman nagging you.
Wait, it matches?
How do you know it matches?
Ass hair?
The butch mullet carpets match the butch
mullet. How do you know this?
Because my mother walked around naked.
Oh, God. You live in a naked house.
Dude, my mother walked around naked. 100%. Dude, my mother has a huge butch.
Oh,
where's everyone going?
That's white people.
You can't handle the truth.
Oh, no.
My mother walks around naked.
Yeah,
so what?
Yeah.
It's normal.
No, but look. He has the benefits, right? Of a
where's
relationship.
Going?
You know? You don't have anyone nagging you.
You don't have anyone asking you.
When are you coming home? Where have you been? What are you spending your money on?
Ron, where the fuck have you been?
You might have it made, actually, with the gay roommate. I think you have it made. Yeah.
What the hell did I miss?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I'm ignoring all of that.
Wait, I can't.
A naked house. He grew up in a naked house.
So we're gonna put this out there. If BetterHelp would like to sponsor today's episode, we would absolutely take it because Opie and I need a shitload of therapy after that.
Opie, I heard it was right. No, she doesn't.
What did I miss?
A lot of people grew up in naked houses. I
saw my mom's boobs once. I'll be honest. She was leaning down to tie my little brother's shoes, and it was
how old was
horrifying.
How old was your mother?
Maybe pushing 40.
So
it was horrifying.
Really?
Horrifying.
I saw my grandmother's boobs.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Down to the knees.
Why do you always got to go deeper?
Dude, by the way, if you're Jewish, you don't say grandmother, you say Bubby. So we used to call her Bubby's boobies. Dude, she's massive, dude. Torpedo.
She had giant ones?
Massive, bro. So massive.
Did you have to do that as you were
massive?
So it was.
See how we did it?
No, it was so bad that, like, the granddaughter ended up having booby reduction. Like, it's like a hereditary thing. Dude, they were, like, they look like torpedoes. They literally touch her kneecaps.
Oh, damn. How did you know this, Rod?
How big was her bush?
Well, when you're little.
God.
No, I never saw my bubby's bush, but I do huge.
That I will give you, Ron. I give you credit though. That's a great band name.
Bubby's bush.
What?
Bubby's bush is a great band name.
Bubby's boobies or Bubby's
bush. It's funnier.
Funnier. All right.
Yeah.
Like my mother really did walk around naked, and it looked like
that had to like.
Dude, it looked like she had a perm. I swear to God,
it was the 70s.
It was all fluffy and shiny. It looked like so good.
What color was it?
Wait, she literally walked around your house naked?
Yes.
Oh my God. 100%.
And 100%.
She effed you up, Ron.
And they had fucking, like, dildos that looked like.
Okay.
Okay, Ron.
Wait,
did he say that looked like cactus?
She had a dildo that looked like.
All right, Ron.
TMI.
But it's my life.
So I do have a question.
Yeah.
Are you going back to your place?
I have, but the roommate's not there. By the way, when I know a girl's coming,
he gets jealous, right?
No.
How are you?
I've never known a girl's coming. Yeah.
Have you ever
I
known?
Wait, get over here, Ron.
I'm not a selfish lover, but when I know I'm having a girl over. It's like I have to get up early because I have to do laundry and I have to clean.
Yeah, that's called being a human fucking being.
I don't have sheets on my bed at the moment.
I know. Oh, you said that last time.
Still, it's been 3 weeks.
It's okay.
No, it's not.
We're not 17 years old, Come on.
Wash your sheets once a week.
Can I tell you something? I really enjoy this. So
how many sets of sheets do you have?
None.
I took all this blue, like it looks like I took all this blue stuffing out of my roommate's throw pillow.
Right.
And I lay the stuffing and then I put the cover on top and I go like this and it's like
you don't have a pillow?
Well, I take the stuffing out of the pillow.
No, do you have an actual pillow?
I'm like, what?
No.
You sleep on the floor?
No, I have a nice mattress. And then
Why don't you have
the mattress on the floor?
No. Under my mattress are so I have my mattress.
You have an actual fucking bed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then under my bed, and by the way, there's a name for it. Under my bed frame are drawers.
So yeah. IKEA, okay.
No, like you can pull, like it's wooden, so I have four. Yeah. I have six drawers on each side of my bed, but there's nothing in them.
We gotta get you a pillow.
So when I get up in the morning, I got little blue like cotton things stuck all over me. So then when I get out of my bed, true. So when I get out of my bed to go to the bathroom, all the little blue fluffy things from the stuffing fall out, and he's upset about that.
I would be too.
Because there's little blue things all over the carpet. So I'm trying to pick it up.
You have a kid's bed, a trundle. So a trundle bed, right?
A trundle.
But, so
it's a Rowley
trundle.
It's a race car bed.
Is that what it's called?
Crayola. I just realized that.
You sleep in a race car bed.
Okay. I have a steering wheel at the
Toys R Us fucking bed. I'm not a Toys R Us. I'm a Toy Story. Jesus. And this is getting weird. You don't even have a pillow.
I
what
don't.
The hell, man?
No, I use my...
Who's your manager? The fuck? I think the man has cockroaches.
Oh, that was
accident.
I love that.
Oh my God!
So
I'm a treasure.
You're a treasure.
So wait, when your gay roommate has company, what do? Put earplugs in?
Just
wait. Okay.
Wait, but he's a gay roommate.
Well,
does he hang with a?
He's out.
Does he have a boyfriend?
Hold on, he doesn't say I have a heterosexual roommate.
He's a roommate.
But do you leave when you, because you guys, you and your gay roommate, you share a bedroom.
He's I've been there like 50 days.
He shares a bedroom.
Yeah, it's like
roommate.
Willy Wonka.
He
remember right. Willy Wonka?
Oh, it's like the grandparents. That's okay.
You Willy Wonka with your gay roommate? All in the same bed?
You never saw one.
With a sleep cap on?
I am not sleeping with his.
How do you not know the Willy Wonka reference?
I do know that.
The grandparents were both. Sleeping in the same bed.
No, I got that reference.
Four sets, four people in that bed.
And then Charlie came home with the bread.
Yeah. It was the grandparents, and it was like three generations in the bed. Can you?
No, it was grandparents,
and then Charlie's mom was trying to make something happen, and Charlie brought home the goddamn bread.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then also brought money home for one of the grandpa's fucking tobacco, right?
Mm-hmm. The latest incarnation of Willy Wonka Chocolate Factory with the guy who was just in Dune to do it.
Timothy Chalamet.
Yeah.
It's a great movie, and thank you, everybody who saw it.
No.
Why? You related to that? Because I didn't like it.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
I didn't like it.
Listen, anytime you see a movie produced by that studio, I'm very happy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Obi, okay. I want to give
enough.
You guys.
Fair
I want
enough.
Everyone to listen. This is very interesting.
They needed more Oompas.
Obi, I have a trivia question for you.
Why don't they have Oompas? Where did Robert go?
Robert.
Yes.
Robert and Obi, I have a trivia question.
If you're doing Willy Wonka movies, you need Oompas.
Obi, I have a question because Jen and I had a disagreement. Were you born in Astoria? You grew up in Astoria?
No comment.
Okay.
Have you read Astoria?
You know my story. So my mom. My dad wanted me to be Frederick Wilford Hughes III.
Yeah.
My mom said, hell no.
Yeah.
I want to name you after my best friend's husband. Do I look Greek?
No.
All right.
No, turn around. All right. You look albino.
But I got a hairy back, and my fucking chest hair will grow out to here if I don't cut it.
No, I look Greek. If you were Greek, you would have a thick mustache and you'd be chain smoking.
I was born in Astoria.
Really?
Okay. And my dad was from Flushing.
How do you feel about feta?
I love feta.
Okay, well, it smells like feta.
So, and green olives.
So, black olives. So, let me bring this full circle.
Sorry, but black olives.
Opie was born in Astoria, and guess what? Next Thursday.
Oh, you set me up.
Next Thursday, Ron Berman. I have a show.
Nice segue. Yeah. So follow Ron Berman Comedy.
Yeah,
Ron Berman
Comedy Instagram. All right.
Say
hello to my mother if you're a gay.
Wow, your mom fucked you up, bro.
You have no idea. By the way, I can tell you stuff. That my mother did.
Let's say it. Move out, JQ. Okay. Move out.
You want to hear one more thing, my mom?
One more.
JQ comedy. I follow back.
I'll be honest. The last 20 minutes wasn't that good. So let's end with a pop.
Well,
one more thing.
No.
One more thing.
About my mother?
Yeah. Didn't you say you got some? Go dark.
Oh, it's super dark. Don't edit yourself. No.
Turn off all the lights. Let's go dark.
No. Okay. You know what? Fuck it. It happened to me.
Oh, wait. Let me go.
At this point,
dude, this is crazy. Like, you really want me to tell this story?
Yeah, man.
By the way, I have no issues with it because whatever.
No issues.
Keep it clean. Keep it clean.
Okay. So at this point, we have moved. I understand. At this point, we have moved from West Hartford, Connecticut. Boston. And
so you moved on up.
So at this point, my father is working probably 15, 16 hours a day at the tap room. It was a beer garden.
Okay.
Yeah. Dude, at one point, this is crazy. I can't believe I'm saying this, but whatever. I was in my mother's bedroom with my mother on her bed.
Oh my God.
You really?
Excuse me.
And Opie, this is you want
clean
me to tell
it
the, okay,
clean
I
it
got
up.
It. I was
PG, PG,
safe.
Remember, you got me yanked off TikTok and I never went back live.
I was on my mother's bed,
stepmother,
my mother.
We're just trying to, you know,
whatever. Okay. I don't care.
All right, here we go.
And
oh boy,
she kind of started wrestling with me.
No, bail. Holy crap. Stop.
Are you able to keep this clean? Are you able to keep this clean? PG.
Okay, so
think like
I'm going to tell you what happened, Opie. I'm a smart guy.
All right.
Give me credit, will you?
All right, I'll try.
We're wrestling and and she takes me.
All right, keep it clean.
Opie, you don't have to say that.
Think Toy Story.
And
Toy Story. Animation.
We start wrestling.
Okay. Wrestling.
And she gets me in a lock hold with, like, she gives me, I'm in a scissor hold. We're wrestling. She got me in a scissor lock.
Okay. Scissor lock.
And my face. I'm in a scissor lock and I can't breathe.
Your face is somewhere.
And she wasn't trying to wrestle. Like I was knee deep in the bush.
What? Oh God.
And I was like, I just remember saying
was it triple canopy?
I just remember saying I can't breathe. I just remember thinking like, Ma, I can't breathe.
Help.
Right,
help.com.
That was very clean.
We're back.
Oh, come on.
We had a good producer, always knows, especially in light of the articles we just showed earlier. had to pull Ron out of that.
Crazy story.
Oh, man.
Yo, he just laughs up like Joe Pesci.
He does kind of look like Joe Pesci, doesn't he?
That's a Joe Pesci.
Joe Pesci.
Oh, Joe Pesci.
A little Joe Pesci laugh, right?
Remember in the movie Casino?
Yeah.
What did he say?
What do you say, Casino, Ron?
Funny? You think you're funny?
You think you're fucking funny?
Oh,
yeah. I looked amusing to you?
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Fucking hilarious?
That's right, that's right.
You think something's fucking funny?
Hey!
That's you,
wow.
Ron.
That's good.
You do voices. Very nice.
With, that was the scene with Ray Liotta. Ray Liotta.
Ray Liotta. Yeah.
Ray Liotta.
All right. Oh, that's the other guy named
yeah.
Ray Liotta.
Hey, do you got the Boston Red Sox hat on? Is that the beat for the Red Sox?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I had a Yankees hat on the other day. Somebody stole it.
Oh, so now
but
you switched the
you would get more money in New York with the Yankees hat on, I would think, right?
Yeah, but somebody stole it because I was drunk. Punk motherfuckers.
I hear you. I'm with you.
Have a good one.
You too.
All right, you have a good one too. All right, Ron. You shared way too much.
You asked me.
All right.
No, but here's the truth.
What, like, what was she going for? Like just
well. Hold on. So we were wrestling. She had me in a scissor lock. I couldn't breathe. And all I'm going to say is that wasn't her intention.
All right. Fair enough.
I get it. We're fine.
Fair enough. What'd you write? Anything good?
He seems to stop talking about it.
But keep.
Yes.
All right, Ron. We'll all go to Astoria for sure.
Oh, man.
I warned you, bro. I warned you.
You had a weird relationship with your mom.
Yeah.
All right. Me and you got to sit down with beers next week because Matt's gone, and we're gonna do a little therapy.
No, let's do therapy. You ready for some therapy? I'm not joking. I literally
I did 10 years of therapy.
No, but I literally.
But I never scissored my mom.
No, but I
have to go on record and say I never scissored. You ever scissor your mom?
I didn't scissor.
Again, BetterHelp. If you'd like to sponsor the show.
Listen, all I know is we were wrestling. She had me in a headlock with her legs.
Wow, that's great.
Okay, stop.
Yeah. Yeah, people are giving you prayers.
Didn't you see these articles that Opie showed before? It's because he had somebody that didn't help him. So stop talking.
It's all right. It's all right.
We're fine.
We're fine. Everyone's fine.
We're fine.
We're all good.
It's by the way, it's to me, it's a funny incident at this point.
People are asking what was her intention.
What was her intention? It probably wasn't good.
You think your mom's intention wasn't good? Will you pull him out of here, JQ?
I said abort.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching.
We don't know if any of
this. Now it's time for Ron and Fez.
Is it?
April Fools.
Is this where we say allegedly a lot?
Allegedly.
We don't know anything. I wasn't there. I have no idea.
No, we should go.
I think, okay, Ron, I think Ron's should, crazy.
If the glove doesn't fit, you must acquit.
I wish OJ married Hillary.
JQ, you want to promote anything? Did you find?
Come on, get in there.
I guarantee you finally drank your shot of tequila after that.
I guarantee you slammed it. I'm shook after that.
I'm fine.
I think it was good for Ron to open up. No. This is the first step.
I'm fine.
Yeah.
I'm all good.
Yeah. Good. All good.
I will.
It's a lot worse than I thought. I had an idea, but guys, it's a lot worse than we all thought.
You guys wanted real life? You got real life.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Thanks for the real life, Ron.
We'll give you some media training. It'll be all okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for the real life.
I warned you. I said you were
Okay, we need safety words. We need safety words here, guys.
Pineapple.
Pineapples.
Cats is deli.
We need safety words. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. We need safety words next time.
Say pineapples, and we know it shouldn't air.
No, I didn't warn you. I'm like,
you did warn me.
All right. Explain it.
You did warn me. I can't wait to talk.
All right. What are you plugging there, JQ?
Just follow me at JQ Comedy for shows. I do private events, bar mitzvahs, birthday parties, everything.
Oh, hang on. Private events?
I mean, No, if you have an event, you want a host comedy.
A host.
Oh. H-O-S-T, host. Okay.
Not a host.
All right.
Yeah.
I bring the energy, the jokes.
Okay, we're just going to end stream. Matt's going to Belgium. Let's thank Matt for the party.
Thank you, Matt.
Jennifer Ferris for the private Facebook group.
Thank you, Jen. She
brought cookies and brownies and articles reminding me that I used to be somebody. Thanks for that. Scott Watson, we're fishing on the Hudson River soon. My buddy Littlefoot Robert, who works for Well, he works. He works.
We all work.
Yeah.
He works.
Working man. Yep.
Working man.
We're all working. Mission.
And I just want to say Happy Mother's Day, everybody.
Oh, God. Pineapples. Pineapples.
Pineapples. We're back to pineapples, Ron.
Thanks
pineapples.
For watching.
You can't handle the truth.
No, I don't think we can.
No. I don't want to.
Because that's what you're admitting. That's what fucks me up. I've done this long enough. With
maybe,
some,
maybe special.
No, I've done this long enough. When someone admits something, it's like, wow, what are they not admitting right now? Bye, guys.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Goodbye. Bye now. Bye. Boo, 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 boo.
Boo 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 boo. Boo 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 boo.